by ship, by plane, by road, by human carriers. Goods are smuggled dangerously out of one country into another. Goods which are forbidden cargo. Revealing the inside story of Narcotics Intelligence Bureau.
Cafe Carney. Gunfight there nearly every night. Think we should look into it, Nyberg?
Listen, chum, we're not stationed here in Cairo to do the work of the police. We're on loan to the Narcotics Intelligence Bureau, remember?
All right, all right. Only when I hear gunshots at night.
Always the old war horse, eh? Sniff gun smoke, you want to get stuck right back into it.
Oh, I'll be glad to get back to the flat. I've just arrived.
Hold on. Who's this coming?
Hey, why don't you look where you're going? What did I say?
I'm sorry.
I said, why don't you look where you're going?
And I said, I'm sorry. On your way, chum.
Who said that? Come on, who said that?
I did. Want to make something of it?
You be careful how you speak to an officer and a gentleman. That's what I am, an officer and a gentleman. You've got to act in Parliament to prove it, chum.
Don't you know this part of Cairo is out of bounds to all service personnel at night?
I got a pass.
Show me.
Yeah, I'll show you. Now, wait a minute. Who do you think you are? A couple of no good fatherless provosts. This is peacetime. This is 1954, and I'm
not... Who do you think you are? Show me your identity cards.
I am Lieutenant Stuart Rickard of the Royal Investigation... Special Investigation Branch.
You're a liar.
You call me a liar. Prove I am. I've got my papers. Got them right...
What's this?
Give it back. Give it back. That's mine.
Take it easy.
That's my gun. My gun. Give it back.
Just been fired. It's a Luger, Nyberg.
Sanger, I'm taking a chance. Listen, you. Consider yourself under arrest.
Arrest? He can't arrest me. I'm an officer in a...
Yeah, we know. Come on.
No.
Okay, chum, you ask for it.
All right. All right, fellas, I've cut the comedy. Lay off me, will you?
When you tell us the truth...
Who are you two, anyway?
We ask the questions.
These papers, this pass you're carrying, are forgeries. Brilliantly done, but still forgeries. So come on, out with it, chump.
I've got to know who you are first.
Why?
Well, I... Okay, I admit it. They're forgeries. I'm no more an officer than you are.
Well, that's where you're wrong, pal.
But you're not British Army men.
Okay, no harm in telling him. Chum, this is Captain Rex Sanger. Me, I'm Captain Bill Nyberg. Special officers on loan to the Egyptian government's Central Narcotics Intelligence Bureau. Now, how does that suit you?
Narcotics?
Narcotics. So start talking. Why the gunplay in the Cafe Carney?
The Cafe Carney is the haunt of known drug addicts. Suspected hashish distributing center.
We saw you coming from the cafe.
We heard the gunshots. Bullets fired from this gun. Your gun.
That sticky brown stuff near the elbow on your sleeve. It smells like musty hay. And that makes it hashish.
So back it in, chum. And start talking.
Otherwise, we hand you over to the Egyptian cops. They won't be polite. They'll just toss you inside one of their jails and let you rot until you don't talk. You scream.
30 seconds to start, or I pick up this phone. It's a direct line to police headquarters. Sanger, start counting them off. Five. 10. 15.
Okay, for the love of heaven, don't call the gypos.
20.
Well, I'm talking, Anna, I'm talking. Start asking questions. I'll answer.
30.
Put it down. I'm not an officer. Those papers are forged. My name's Hallam, Jack Hallam. I was with the Royal Army Service Corps. I deserted when they went back home after the war. I stayed on out here.
Doing what? I said doing what?
Making money the fast way.
Don't you mean the dirty way?
Well, if I didn't, any more would.
Hashish or what?
You saw my sleeve.
Hashish. Right, Hallam, we're still waiting.
I've told you.
You haven't got the brains to be anything but a runner. Who's your big boy?
I don't know.
Still lying?
But I don't, I tell you. I've got a truck. I stick around the Cafe Carney. I get my orders there.
Who's the contact?
Lately, a gypo named Avabu Tig.
How do you mean, lately?
Well, these contacts come and go.
What's he look like?
Avabu Tig's around 30. He's tall for his kind, about 6 foot. He supplied me with those papers, an identity card. He gives me border passes, too, whenever he's got a job on.
You see him tonight?
No. That shooting, some clock tried to get off with my girl, pulled a knife. I fired over his head, and then all the others in the cafe joined in. I scrammed fast, saw you two in the street before you saw me, and pretended I was drunk.
Yes. Getting back to this Avabu Tig, when are you meeting him again?
What's the time?
11:05.
He said he'd meet me at the Cafe Carney at midnight.
Another run?
To Gaza and back. Pick up a load and smuggle it in.
Deliver it where?
I don't know. When we get back, he takes over my truck. Returns it later. He's a cagey camel. Highly educated, though, in England, he once told me.
Sanger, think we can get hold of a truck pretty fast?
What? Now, wait a minute, you...
Shut up. Think we can, Sanger.
Why not?
Hallam, listen to me. You rendezvous with this Avabu Tig at midnight. You tell him you're having trouble with your truck. Take a few days to fix it. But you've met a couple of your old army friends. They're reliable. You can trust them. So, rather than let him down, you've persuaded your friends to make the run for him.
He won't believe me.
Then that's going to be too bad, Hallam. Too bad for you.
Hate to see a young chap like you rot in a gypo jail.
All right, I'll meet him.
But will he believe you, Hallam?
If it's the last thing I do, I'll make him.
It will be if you don't.
So I wouldn't let you down, Tig. I took my two old army pals into helping out. They're straight as a die on the left.
Where are these two, my friend?
They're sitting over there. I told them to wait till I talk with you. The dark, thick-set one's Bill, the fair head cove's Rex. They've just arrived from Palestine in their own truck.
Very well, my friend. Beckon them over. If the matter were not so urgent, I could wait for your truck to be repaired.
They're okay, I tell you. They're a bit green at this sort of thing, but they're just the boys, so treat them right, fella.
Perhaps.
Wanting us, chum?
Got your signal. This the one?
Meet Avabu Tig, boys. Bill, Rex.
Greetings.
Glad to know you.
Please sit down.
Thanks.
I told Avabu Tig about you two.
You know the road to Gaza?
The road and all the other tracks blindfolded. There's the customs checkpoints, too, and I'll dodge around them.
Our friend here says you are not familiar with this type of assignment.
We don't tell everybody everything.
Two wise men.
Look here, let's quit the palaver and get down to business. Me and my partner want business. You want us to make a run to Gaza, pick up some stuff, bring it back, okay. No questions asked. Except one. How much?
£50 sterling.
Chum, let's go. This curve thinks we run our truck on water from the Nile.
75.
100.
80.
Wasting our time. So long.
The impatience can be a one-sided virtue. A gain for you, a loss for me. 100.
That's more like it. Now give us the gem.
Pardon?
Details.
Meet me here tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We shall take the road to Ishmaelia and then...
We?
I ride with you. There is room in the cabin.
Plenty.
There will be no need for detours on the trip out.
What about border checks for reason of journey?
I shall provide everything. You provide the truck and intelligence for driving.
You're the boss. When do we get paid?
After completion of the journey.
50 now, 50 then.
When we return.
Sorry, no dice.
Alan, you told us he'd pay first.
I can't do anything about it.
But we can. We can do nothing. Any of other pickings around?
Please, Tig. 50 now, 50 later, like you always pay me.
3 against 1. Who am I to argue? I pay you half now.
That's more like it, chum.
10, 20, 30, 40.
Thanks, chum. See you here tomorrow night. 8:30.
All being well.
Let's go, chum.
I want to stay here. There's a friend who sent you...
Forget it. We don't want to lose you. You're our mascot. On your feet.
Okay.
Here you take.
Of course.
Let's go find a place where there's some cold English beer. The real stuff, not this one.
Tapala, come here. You saw those Englishmen talking with me. Follow them closely. I do not trust the dark one nor the fair one. Find out who they are, where they go. Report back to me. Now hurry.
Mate, Abu Tig, doesn't trust us, Alan.
He gave you the 50 quid, didn't he?
I don't mean that.
And he's meeting tomorrow night.
We mean putting a tail on us.
There's no one following.
No. When we come to this next corner, you two keep going.
You're wrong.
We'll see.
Abu Tig believed me, honest he did.
Here's the corner. Keep going with me, chum.
You know, Alan, you're a fool to get yourself mixed up in this dirty racket.
Yeah? The racket that provides your sort with nice, cushy jobs. Don't come the stunt that
I'm
you...
not coming any stunts with you, Hallam. I'm merely pointing out that drug running, dope smuggling, is one of the dirtiest games in the world. I'll tell you something. In Egypt alone, 3 million souls... As I was saying, in Egypt alone, 3 million souls are reported each year to be suffering from some form of narcotics poisoning. Mostly the result of smoking hashish.
That screen back there.
Screen? Oh, yes. Only Nyberg attending to Abu Tig's tracker. Getting back to the figure I mentioned, when we return to headquarters in a moment, I'll show you reports we have from the hospital authorities. Well, Helen, what do you think of the reports, eh? Pretty grim reading.
Figures, reports, they can be doctored to tell any story, twisted to show any picture.
Okay, have it your way. You're just a very small cog in a monstrous machine, we know.
Now get this, pal. We're locking you up till we're ready to take off with the truck tomorrow night. Meet Abu Tig at the Café Carney. There are bars on the window, guard at the door, with orders to flatten you like a piece of old linoleum if you try any funny business. Understand?
If I play ball, what do I get out of it?
Ye gods. Always on the make, aren't you?
Oh, why not? You coves have got me cold. I said I'd cooperate, provided you don't stick me in a gypo jail. And if you do, I've got friends, see? Powerful friends with lots of money. You know as well as I do, lots of those gypo guards had slit their own mother's throats for a couple of hundred piastres.
Yeah, that's quite right, Hallam. Matter of fact, we could bribe them ourselves to slit your throat, couldn't we, eh? Accidentally killed whilst endeavoring to escape from custody.
You wouldn't do that.
We have. It's an awful lot of bother, didn't it, Sanger?
Yeah, it certainly did.
You're kidding.
Are we? Get this, chum. We go through with this. When it's over, we'll think about your future.
But don't plan anything for at least the next 5 years.
But Winterfowler doesn't report back to Tig.
Winterfowler.
What's that?
So you knew Tig put a shadow on us, eh? That beggar, I think.
You're screwy.
I don't know what's keeping my hands off you, chum. Must be my genteel upbringing. And I'll work on it.
What else do you know but haven't told us?
Nothing, honest. I swear on a stack. Nothing more.
All right. Anything goes wrong on this trip, we'll plant the blame fair square right on your neck. Now let's go over the details. We pick up the truck, meet Abu Tig at the Cafe Carney, then we wait and see what happens. Here he comes.
Alone, too.
I told you, believe me.
We'll see.
Good evening, gentlemen. There is room.
Hop up. Move up a bit, chump.
Drive along the main Ishmaelia Road. Turn left along the Bala Lakes for exactly 3 miles. There you'll see a black Ferrari waiting. Follow it right through to the seacoast this side of Gaza. When the car stops, you stop. I have all the papers needed for clear passage through the customs barriers and border checkpoints. And I also have a gun. Start the truck, please. He said he'd meet us at the 3-mile post. Please slow down.
Who's that?
Our guide with the Ferrari.
There's a car.
Yeah. Flash your lights, please, once. Thank you. Now follow him.
I don't get this. Loading cans of petrol in the truck. All over from those sandhills on donkeys. I expected to see a launch come in.
Not too loud. Those Arabs have got sharp ears.
Are you telling me anything?
Sorry. It's always like this, either here or up the coast a little.
Hold it. What's in those cans, Tig?
High octane gas, my friend. Aviation spirits. You return now by detour. I want our cargo back in Cairo by tomorrow night.
Where did you get this high-octane stuff?
Disposals. Please, into the truck. It must be in Cairo tomorrow night.
Okay.
Thank you, my friends. I shall not take over.
You mean, take our truck?
I shall return it here within 1 hour.
Well, I don't know. That's a mighty valuable 3-tonner. It cost us a lot of money.
It has a mighty valuable cargo. It cost a lot of money.
Didn't see you pay any.
You will wait here.
My oath. We want our truck and the rest of our pay.
Within the hour.
Where's our car? I told them to tail us in, wait till the truck had gone, and then pick us up fast.
They'll have someone's skin for this. If they don't show up, we'll never trail Tig. Hallam, are you positive you don't know where he unloads the contraband?
No, I told you. He always takes over when I get back from a run. Returns the truck later, just like you said now.
Here it comes.
All right, Hallam, get in. Get in, man.
Where the blazes have you been? Told the Bureau to have this car ready to pick us up instantly after the truck left.
Sorry, sir.
Well, get going, will you? To the left, man, to the left.
There's the truck. Just pulling away from that house.
Slow down, slow down.
pull up 50 yards from the house.
Alan, you're staying here.
No need for the bracelets.
Making sure you stay with the driver. Handcuff you to the door column. All right, Sanger, let's go look at that house. Keep your gun handy.
Bet that whoever lived here would be waiting for delivery of those cans?
Perhaps. Maybe this is our bet.
Who the devil are you? What are you doing in my house?
I wouldn't if I were you, chum.
No. Just take your hand out of your pocket slowly and cleanly.
Merely getting a cigarette.
Like one?
Good Lord, you didn't think I carried a gun, did you?
What's in those cans?
Why, we're from Narcotics Intelligence Bureau.
Narcotics? Oh, I'm very sorry, but your intelligence has gone very much astray. I don't keep narcotics. As for those cans, tins of petrol, old boy. High-octane fuel, you know. Aviation. I run my own private aircraft. Have a devil's own job getting the right juice, so... Well, I suppose I'll have to confess, I buy black market. Does your bureau regard that as crime? Or will you report me to other authorities?
Maybe. What's your name?
I don't like your tone, old boy. Surely having made yourself at my place, pawed through my things, you've at least discovered my name. No? Weaver. Hartley Weaver. At your service, gentlemen.
Well, that's fine. Then do us a service by opening one of those cans.
What, and waste my precious aviation fuel? Have a heart.
Open it, or do we get an axe?
I'm afraid you'll have to take my word for it. As you've no doubt noticed, those cans are sealed. The caps have been soldered. And I don't intend to go to all the trouble to prove I'm not lying.
Then we'll go to the trouble. Sanger, take a look around for something to open them up with.
You won't find anything here.
Well, then, we'll just carry them outside and pump a few bullets through them. Eh, chum?
Well, if you wish to be utterly stupid clots, do so by all means. And I shall have much pleasure in suing your intelligence bureau for willful destruction of private property.
Here's something that ought to do the trick. Hold on, me bayonet. Been used as a fire poker by the looks of it. Smells like high octane.
Satisfied?
Ain't to empty it out.
Oh, no, you don't. Not here. Not on my good floors.
Sue the bureau. Only a couple of pints in it. Yet it's still heavy. Smell of musty hay. This tin's three-quarter full of raw hashish. All right, Weaver, what's your story?
This!
Watch out!
Drop it!
No!
You asked for it, chum!
Nice shooting, Nyberg. Seen through the shoulder.
I'll take your gun now, Weaver.
You won't! You won't! The fool shut up the gas! Get him out of here before the place burns down. Hurry, hurry!
This is Nyberg speaking, Captain, Narcotics Intelligence Bureau. Captain Sanger and myself dragged the wounded man out. Before anything else could be done, the fire his bullets had started burned the place to the ground, but we saved enough hashish to get a conviction. Turned out to be the organizing brain behind the narcotic smuggling from Gaza into Cairo. Hallam, army deserter, was sentenced to 2 years. Abu Tigg, 5. And Weaver, 10 years.
The story you have heard is factual. Names have been changed to protect the identities of those concerned. Listen again for another exposé of those who deal in forbidden cargoes.